Okay, today is Brachas Daf Chavav. We are back, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, broadcasting from Beit Shemesh, and we are up to the end of the third perek. And again, I hope our listeners got the last 7.5 years ago, the dafim that we missed just this cycle. But we'll start, again, as I said, as I have been emailed, we'll start where we left off 7.5 years ago on Daf Chav Hey, because that's where we're being mashlem. Amar of Yosef, about 5 lines up from the medium lines on Chav Hey Amabes. Chav Hey Amabes, Amar of Yosef. Just finishing up this sugya, and then we'll get into the main sugya for today. Thank you. Amar Rav Yosef, 5 lines up from where it gets wide. Ba'i minei mei Rav Huna. The Gemara had just been talking about saying Tefillah and Kriya Shema in the context of Tzoh, in the context of Meiraglayim. These were all of the dafim that were involved, basically coming from the Mishnah, which started off on Daf Chaf Beis Amabeis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosi, Boi Mina Mi Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked me, I asked from Rav Huna, Mita Pachos Mishlosha, Pshita Li Dekala V'dami. If there is Tzoh underneath a bed that is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then that's lavud. Right, getting into sukkah topics, that's lavudami, and therefore that would be considered in its own rishus, and it is considered a hefsik. Shlosha, arba'a, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha ma'u. I'm not sure, though, if the mita is somewhere between 3 and 9 tefachim, because that's not a separate rishus. So therefore, is that called a hefsik or not? I'm not sure, between 3 and 9. Amar le lo yadana, says, I'm not sure. Asar vade lo bi bayli, but he didn't ask me 10. Why? Amar baya shaper avdis, delo yi bayilacha. It's good that he didn't ask you 10. Kol asar rishus achrisihi, because 10 is for sure another rishus. So if you have a bed that's 10 high, so that for sure that's not called a kisui, because that's all, it's much higher up. 10 tefachim is called an ohel, and above that is a separate rishus, and therefore, that for sure is not considered a hefsik. Amar Rava, Hilchas Apachos Bishlosha Kilavidami, Asar Rishusa Achrisihi. Less than 3 is considered lovewood, and Asara 10 is Rishusa Achrisihi. Mishlosha, Asara, Hainu Dabai Mine, Rav Yosef, Be Rav Huna. That was the Shaila, Velo Pashale, and it was not answered. Summary. Amar Rav, Halacha Gershiv et Elazar, Vchena Amar Bali, Amar Rav Yaakov, Barad, Deba Shmuel. Right, we had another second time we had that in this Pesach already. The daughter, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Halacha Gershiv et Elazar, Verava Amar, Ein Halacha Gershiv et Elazar. Okay, finishing up that discussion of Hefsik. Good. Now we move on away out of the Tzoa and Meraglayim Gemaras and get into some other related topics. Rav Acho Yasek Lelebrei, Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. They were busy, involved in the wedding of Rav Yitzchak, of the son of Rav Yitzchak. Ailei Lechupa, the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Aleph Arachayim. Thank you. Ailei Lechupa, V'lo Havi Mistaya Milsa. What happened? They had the wedding, and all of a sudden, V'lo Havi Mistaya Milsa, very, something very unusual. They were, the chazan and the kala weren't able to complete the maisabia that took place after the wedding. Right, Lord Mistai Milsa, Rashi says, Dini Suin, Shlohaya Yachal Livol. They weren't able to consummate the marriage. And Lord Mistai Milsa, I mean, he came to ask the Rabbanim, he came to ask his Rebbe, I don't understand. Azo Basreli Yune, they went to figure out exactly, you know, is there anything unique happening here in the house amongst the couple? I guess they asked all the other, you know, probable causes, and nothing was taking place. Chaza, Sefer Torah de Mancha. They saw a Sefer Torah in the house. They're like, aha! We figured it out. Amar lehu, Ichu hashta lo asoi, sakanta lebrief. I wouldn't have come now. It would have been a sakana for my son. D'tanya, because the Brisa says, once we're talking about hefsekim in, you know, tefillah, kriyashba, but now we're talking about other halachas of hefsek. If somebody is involved in a certain activity, sometimes there has to be a hefsek between the Sefer Torah or the Davar Shebikdusha and the item. So, Tanya, bayish ishbo, Sefer Torah, o tefillin also l'shamishbo as amita. So, if there's a house that has a Sefer Torah in it, or tefillin, there's an isra of tashma shamita, o she yotzi'eim, until they're taken out. Again, of the house, does that mean like there are 15 rooms of the house? Or pashas, it means, let's say, if there's a house with one room, and that's a bias. Oh, she yinichei kli b'to kli, or they're in a double kli. So in that case, that's why. That was the problem. That's why he wasn't able to consummate the marriage, because there was siyata d'shmaya protection, that they were not able to be involved in the activity in close proximity of the Sefer Torah. Amar Abaya. Abaya adds, by the way, to what does it mean, a kli b'to kli? Lo shanu ela b'kli sheino kilyan. What does it mean when it's a kli b'to kli, a double covering? In this context, a double covering means if both coverings are not unique to the item itself. It's not cliche no kelion, meaning there is one of the kalim that is not unique, something separate that's not usually there. Aval, beklishu kelion, if it's two kalim that are always there, let's say a covering of a plastic around the mezuzah and then a mezuzah case, both of those are specifically made for the mezuzah, so that's not going to be called a double covering. That's like what they called one kli. Afilu asar mani kechad man adami. Even 10 are like one kli. And that's why, let's say for tefillin, let's say we're traveling somewhere and we need to go to the bathroom and the tefillin are in our knapsack, or even we just have our tefillin. So make your adin. It depends. What kind of tefillin bag do I have? Do I have a plastic around my tefillin bag which I keep other items in? If that is true, so then I would be able to be considered a kli b'to kli, because the inner kli, the one that only holds the tefillin, is the unique miyuchad for the tefillin bag. But if there's another one around it, which holds the talus, which holds the mirror, which holds any stucco money, whatever it is, so then that is not considered uniquely to tefillin, and therefore that would be enough of a covering. If one has a knapsack, that's for sure a double. You know, it's the tefillin within the knapsack. Interesting shaila that is brought up, and that is a shaila about mezuzah. It's a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan, which we will mention in, actually we're doing a Hilchot Mezuzah now on Shabbos. It's an amazing, I forgot to bring it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, What about mezuzah? Mezuzah, we have usually not a kli b'to kli. Usually mezuzah is just on the door. So if the mezuzah, if the door of the room closes and the mezuzah is on the outside, no problem. But let's say it's a bedroom, and many times the door is on the outside of the mezuzah. Then when the door closes, the mezuzah is still on the inside. So how are husband and wife together in the room? Right? This is a mezuzah there. By svarim, you could cover. By what about a mezuzah? The Aruch HaShulchan has an amazing chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, everybody tries to figure out a svara. It is double. You put it up there. Aruch HaShulchan says, the same God that commanded that you have to put a mezuzah on the door and didn't exclude bedrooms is the same God that commanded peruvu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. And all the Gemaras and Brachas, says the Aruch HaShulchan and elsewhere, that talk about covering the tefillin and covering the Sefer Torah, why don't they talk about covering the mezuzahs? It's never mentioned in any of the sugyas and shas that talk about make sure it's covered. Tefillin are talked about in our parak, Sefer Torah is talked about in our parak, mezuzah is not talked about. Why is mezuzah talked about? It must be, it's not needed. You don't need to cover it, Me'ikar Adin. Because shiny mezuzah, okay, maybe once, but shiny mezuzah, because kach tzivu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and therefore, it must be that it is an exception to the rule. It's a kedarko b'kodesh, this Aruch HaShulchan sometimes comes up with these chidushim that, you know, thinking out of the box, just another example, it's not an exact parallel, but another example we have is when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The big shiloh, what do you do about shalosh shudis? You have to have two meals by 9:30 in the morning. Do you have it with fruit? You have to take a walk in between in the morning? All different shilohs that had to figure it out. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no chiyuv of shalosh shudis on Erev Pesach Shechalias b'Shabbos. What do you mean? What happened? He says, look, what about Yom Kippur? What happened to the chiyuv of shalosh shudis on Yom Kippur Shechalias b'Shabbos? Yom Kippur is docha. So he says, in a less extreme way, kachavi. You know, when you have these, you know, lo nina tor l'malachi ashari, it's like a Shparach who understands, he told you to have Erev Pesach today, it's impossible to have bread, he's very charif in Hilcha Shabbos about having bread at Shalosh Shudis, all the Rishonim say that, and he says, as aliti as adin, if one doesn't have bread for Shalosh Shudis, so therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu understands, there's no chiv of Shalosh Shudis today. You know, it's just the same Kodesh Baruch Hu that told you to have Shalosh Shudis, told you to have Erev Pesach Shechalias b'Shabbos. So it's the same idea, the Aruch HaShulchan thinking out of the box, that when you have these two commands, that these two ideas that overlap each other, you know, one is allowed to view them as a unit and say, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. It's a fascinating chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, why mezuzah is not mentioned at all in any of these sugyas. Okay, we continue. Amar Rava. Rava says, Glima akamatra kikli b'to kli dami. Rava says, when you have a coat or a garment on top of a, Rashi says, our gaz shall svarim. A svarim, bookcase. So if there's a svarim bookcase in it, usually there's no svarim bookcase in a bedroom. But let's say you have a svarim bookcase in a guest room, and one wants to make the guest room, livable for guests. So it's appropriate. One shouldn't have an open svarim bookcase in a bedroom and having married guests, right? You're not being machlis them properly, to the full extent. So unless somebody puts a sheet over it, whatever it is, unless it's deep enough that it is in its own reshus. But says the Gemara, akamatra, if you put a baguette over it, kikli b'dokli glami, that's okay. What's the chiddush? Says the Rashba, even though the bottom is not covered. Right, usually a covering is covering from all sides. The Rashba says right here, the Chiddush is that even if it is not covered, it is okay. Okay, we finished that sentence. Let's go back for a minute. There is an interesting Taz. I've ever quoted this Taz before. The Taz in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. So Sugya, what happens if there's a shul in an apartment? Or there's an apartment, a tenant on top of the shul. Is there any issue with that? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah quotes, that as long as Kach Hisnu, when they made the shul, it was move on, it was understood that there was going to be somebody living on top of the shul, that it's okay, it's like Al Tanai. And for sure, if the building was there before the shul was there, then for sure, it's mutter to live on top of the shul, because, the house was there first, and they have a chazaka, just because you came and put the shul here afterwards, that doesn't ruin my rights. But, that's the Ramah. Ramah says, "Avobai sheyichdu la'achar shedim de beis hakenas says mutu l'shachem alav." You can do whatever you want. That's the Ramah. The last line in Siman Kufnun Aleph says the Taz. But if it is an activity of bizayon, then even if the house was there first, you can't do it on top of a shul. And that's why he says. Says the Taz, "Ein lasos klal beis hakenas and mishlamal imenu dover maus." And then he says, "Ani biyaldusi." It's in the Taz. Hayisi dar bekal kadosh Krakow in bnei beisi bebeis medrashi shahaya lamala mi beis hakneses. I used to live on top of the shul when I was younger. V'ne'enashti harbe b'misas banai v'talisi bazeh. My family was punished for it because we lived on top of the shul and they slept on top of the shul and they were involved on top of the shul. He said, that's why I was punished. That's the Taz. Even though under the Ramah says that if the house was there first, it's okay, and Al-Tanai is okay, the Taz says, but Tashmish shall be Zayin, going to sleep, and a husband and wife being together, that shouldn't be done on the shul, even if it's afterwards. That's the Taz. Later, Achronim argue on the Taz. They say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the limitation, the Taz, the Ramah doesn't mention the limitation. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klover, he has a Shuvah, Sima Laman Aleph. There was a Shaila. The end of the 1800s, early 1900s, that there was a certain shtiebel, and the people in the shtiebel, the people who lived in the apartment of the shtiebel didn't want the shtiebel there, so they did, and they created all these things around on the top of the shtiebel to try to force them, maybe they knew this task, to force them to get out of the building. So he says, Al-Kin Asalo closet, Al-Gabe Ashtiebel, Lahachis, Kadeshayu Mukhrachin La'akar Ashtiebel Misham. What about the Taz in Kufnun Aleph, right? Or Nesser, or do they have to leave? And if there's no other place to have to the minion. So if they're out, there's no more minion. That's the Shaila. So he goes through the Taz, and he says, I'm a nothing in front of the Taz, and I'm like, Ofer Tachas Raglov. He says, but I'm sorry. So I have two kashas on the Taz. He says, number one, what's the Taz's comparison? I didn't read it. The Taz compares it to a case that just like the Taz says, if there is a two groups of people, they want to be mitzuruf to a minyan. If there's a makom mitunaf in between them, they can't be mitzuruf to a minyan. So the Taz says, let's say there's a disgusting outhouse in between two groups that want to be mitzuruf to a minyan, they can't be mitzuruf. So says the Taz says, if a davar mos is mafsik, said surely your tefillos that are going to go up to shemayim and you have a davar bizayin on top of the shul, that's going to be mafsik. That's the Taz. So says the Eretz Tzvi, first of all, how can you compare the two? Mitzuruf to a minyan, you need to be in the same makom. So it makes sense that something is going to be mafsik. Who says that your tefillah going up to Shemayim is going to be a problem, the same standard of being in the same place, number one. And number two, listen to this line, to come to the daf for today, for this line, Dayenu. He says, who says our tefillahs go straight up? Maybe they go across to Eretz Yisrael first and then go straight up. They have to go up through the attic?
Who said the tefillos go up first through Shemayim? Maybe it goes east first, west, wherever you are in the world. Who says they go straight up? He says the world, the earth is round, right? The Shemayim is all around us. So who says they have to go up through your Tashmish al Bizayin? He says maybe they go straight across. They go to Eretz Yisrael first, and then they go up. So don't worry about what's going on top of the shul. Great line. Says who says? He says Im Kain. And therefore, don't worry about it. And that's why he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. He lived parallel a little bit. Eretz Tzvi, the Kajik lover, he was killed during World War II. He says, he says, I quoted the Mishnah Berurah also, that he quotes Achronim, that I'm a fakpik on the din of the Taz, that if somebody has to be living on top of the shul, it is, he says, you want to be machbel chachila? That's fine. But in this situation, with the same Breira, I will argue. That's Chelik Aleph, Simon Laman Aleph, in the Eretz Tzvi. Okay, we continue. Amr b'shuvin Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech la'asos lo mechitz asara. A Sefer Torah, one has to have has to be in a separate area. Sefer Torah has a high standard, not just a covering, but it must be in a separate area. It has to be mechitz asara, 10 tvachim high. Marzutra, God doesn't talk about it, but because it's a halachic mechitza, which would be matter or something, it could be a problem of making that on Shabbos. Right, a halachic mechitza on Shabbos is a problem. If it's just a mechitza to create a separation, you know how it's just because you want a separation, that's not a problem. But a mechitza hamateres on Shabbos, we're not going to get to that now, that's the next mesechta, but it could be an issue. But anyway, but on a weekday, you can make a mechitza asara. Marzutra ikla lebe Rav Ashi. Chazye luduchte demar ba Rav Ashi. Demonach be sefer Torah v'avale mechitza asara. He saw there was a sefer Torah there, and they made a mechitza asara. Omar lei. Come on, Reb Shua ben Levi. What, you're assuming like Reb Shua ben Levi that you can have a mechitza vasara? Eimar de Amar Reb Shua ben Levi de Lesle Beis Achrina. He only allows a mechitza shal asara if there's no other place to put it. There's no other house. Right? Mar ha isla Beis Achrina. Take it to your house. Amar Le is like, oh, love at the toy. I didn't realize. That this was only a bidi'eved. What's the havamina? What did he think? We're talking about one of the Amorim here. Right, so maybe the question is there such a difference between a mechitza shal asara and a different bias? Halachically, they're all different rishus. So that's why he might have thought that what's the difference? A mechitza shal asara is like a bias acher. Kamash malam, what's the lava datai? Maybe a sefer Torah has a higher standard. Forget halacha, forget different makam. It's still, you should go above and beyond. So maybe that's the lava datai. Good. The kama yarchik mehemu menatsoa arba amos. Last line of the Mishnah we had earlier. So how far does one have to be away from Tsoa Dalit Amos? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Ela Lachorav. That's only if it's behind you. It's behind you, Dalit Amos. Avalafanav, Marchik Kamalo Enav. But in front of you, you're not allowed to see it. Even if it's 30 Amos in front of you. If you could see it, it's a problem. V'chein L'tfila. The same thing for Shmona Esrei. One of the bar papas. Amar of Chizda, Omid Adam, Kedegan Besakisi, Bispalel. I, you'll have a daven with a Besakisi, with a bathroom in front of you. So, Hachamayaskina, the Besakisi, Shein Botsoa. No, that's only a clean Besakisi. Right? Yish Botsoa is different. Eini, is this really true? The Amar of Yosef Barchanina, Besakisi, Shaomru, whenever Chazal spoke about a bathroom, it was even if it was no tzoa. And a bathhouse is even if there's nobody there. So what do you mean it's only if it's tzoa? Okay, you're right. You're allowed to dive in front of a bathroom, as long as it's new, meaning it's never been used before. Ay, v'hami boy leil Ravina, his mina lebeis hakisei mahu, yeshim and oein zimun. But didn't Ravina ask that as a shayla? Beginning of Masechet Nedarim. Hazmana. If you create a Beis HaKisei, but you've never used it before, you'll let a daven if it's in front of you, so you get a shayla about that. So you're telling me it's clear? So, kikabi boile, l'ravina l'mekam alei l'tzlui begavei. No, his shayla was davening inside of it. Aval kenegdo lo. But for sure, in front of it, it would be okay. Amar Rava, Rava says, and here's the line that's important for us, hani bate kisai de parsai, those Persian bathrooms. What about those Persian bathrooms? we had earlier already, things that you can learn out from the Persians, back in the first parak. Right, those Persian bathrooms. Avagav de isbahut soa, kistum and dama. Even though there's soa in there, it's okay, as if it's closed up. Why? What are Persian bathrooms? Last Rashi on the Gemara before the Mishnah, they have some type of system of pipes. They have big, deep holes under it, and therefore the soa does not stay there. Vupihem barachok min aguma, vahu b'shipua, vaharei misgalgel v'nofel laguma. It falls all the way down. And therefore, Persian bathrooms have a different halacha, and they are kistum and damum. So obviously, this is the line to figure out. The post can see this line and say, what about our bathrooms? Right, aren't we better than Persian bathrooms? Better than Persian bathrooms. Right, the Persian bathroom, hey, gotta be Persian bathrooms, but are they when we have plumbing, modern plumbing? So that's a big discussion in the poskim. On the one hand, there are many poskim, let's say, Rav Avadia summarizes many of these poskim in Yechav Adas Chelek Gimel Simen Aleph, the first Simen of Chelek Gimel. See, he says on the one hand, yes, many poskim he quotes are Mekel when it comes to modern bathrooms. His tshuva is about doing the Tilas Yadayim, washing your hands for the Tilas Yadayim in the bathroom. That's his tshuva. What, are you allowed to do it? Is there... Well, with a bracha, look, for sure you could go outside to make the bracha. That's not, you don't have to, never have to say a bracha in the bathroom. But you let it wash there. Because the Gemara talks about ruach ra, that is shore in the bathroom. So you let it wash your hands in the bathroom if there's ruach ra there. So he goes through a whole tshuva, where in the last paragraph he quotes many poskim who say that our bathrooms are like, are better than, are for sure at least better than those Persian bathrooms. And therefore one can, if ain't brera, if you can wash in the kitchen, better wash in the kitchen. But if you have a bathroom, that's where you have to wash your hands. If somewhere out, somewhere on a tiyol, you have to, wherever it is, you wash your hands in the bathroom. You make the bracha outside. But he quotes the Chalkas Yaakov, and the Zakan Aaron, and the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover, and the Chazon Ish, man. So, not the Chazon Ish is going to say in a minute. But many people are going to say that they are better. And therefore, Me'ikara did it, it's no choice, one can wash their hands in the bathroom. But, L'chadachil is still better not to. Why? Is there any reason to say that our bathrooms are worse than the Persian bathrooms? Says the Chazon Ish, and says Rav Avadia, I'm not sure. Because the Persian bathrooms, right when somebody relieved themselves, it disappeared right away. Right, it was a deep hole, went straight down all the way out of the reshus. In our bathrooms, it stays in the reshus before one flushes it. Then one flushes it. So is that better or worse? So it says, Rav Avadia, well, those bathrooms are probably some of the, I mean, without being too graphic, but Tarhiv Limonad Yisarach, it might not have gone straight down. Some of it got might have gotten stuck on the side that you have to clean out on top. So what, it's, right, that might not be perfect, right, for sure worse than our bathrooms. So therefore, Rav Avadia paskens, if you have another place, have another place. But if one needs to go into that bathroom, mutar laso tilas yadayim l'tfilo l'suda b'chadra ambatia, even if there's a bathroom there, v'yivarachat tilas yadayim b'chutz. Aval misha b'sakise, you know, only shasat chak. Only shasat chak. But either way, that is the Yechav Adas, quotes many different shuvas relating to our. If somebody only has a sink room, then for sure it'll be okay. Right, if it's like any places more in Eretz Yisrael, we have a sink outside the bathroom, then for sure that's not the bathrooms. Therefore, it would be okay. Are you machalik if there's only a shower room versus a bathroom there too? Also, that also is a discussion. Okay, we continue. Last Mishnah in the Parak. Zav Shiroa Kari. This is connected to the previous Mishnayis, which we didn't, that was spoken about, all about the Takanis Ezra of Tefillah for a Balkari. So, in those days, remember we had earlier on Daf Chav Beis that we paskin like if you're the Bebeseira, ain't the return Makam Muntuma, and therefore Meikar Adin, there is no Tefillah anymore, Bizban Azeh. Meikar Adin. It was goes on the list of Arichas Yamim, right? All the Arichas Yamim lines that we've had already in this Pesachta about coming early and leaving late from Shul and being Maver Sedra. We had those two already, and then we had this one. We're going to have a couple more. But that's Tefillah's Ezra, but Bizban Azeh, Meikar Adin, we do not have to do it. But now this Mishnah talks about. In the Bizman that the Takanas Ezra was in Halacha, do we say that you need Takanas Ezra even if there is a deeper level of Tumah already on you? You're not being Tobel for the deeper level of Tumah, so for Takanas Ezra, does that make sense? Zav Shara Kari, so if you want, it's a Zav who is sitting, you need Shivan Akiyim, and then he sees Kari. Raw carry. So he's not going to the mikveh for his ziva. He's going to go to the mikveh for his carry. V'nida shapalta shechva zera, or a nida who again has an intense tumah for 7 days, and she's pulled out the shechva zera after having been with her husband. So for 3 days, right? She has that. That's metame her shechva zera still has the status for 72 hours. V'ha mishameshes shiras anida. This is the opposite order. Mishameshes. a woman who was a poleta, she was a b'shameshet with her husband, and then she becomes a nida, tsarichin tevila. Tadakaba says, yes, you need tefillah in all these cases, even though you're not being tovelas for the deeper tumah, you need tovelas too for Torah. Or Rashi says, what, anida for tefillah? For tefillah, she's davening. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You don't need, if you're not being tovelas for the deeper one, you don't need tefillah for the more lenient one. Ibailahu, Balkari Shira Ziva, Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. What is Rabbi Yehuda pattering? What happens if it's Balkari Shira Ziva? If it's only, is he only pattering the more where the more intense tumah comes first? Or even if where the more intense tumah comes second? Kipater Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Bizav Shira Keri. Did he only patter on the first case of the Mishnah? De Meikar La Bar Tfilu? Because by the time he became a Balkari, he already was in a state of tumah. Avo Balkari Shira Ziva De Meikar Bar Tfilu? But by a Balkari that saw Ziva. So that he, and originally, he should have gone to the mikvah. He was a Balkari, Bar Tfilu, Mechayiv. So he should go to the mikvah there. Rabbi Yehuda would say there, Odeh Alosh, no, it is. Or he says, no, doesn't make a difference. Tashma says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, well, look at the last line of the Mishnah. Hamishamesh is Veras Anita, Tzricha Tfilu, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. And we assume Rabbi Yehuda is talking about at least that last line too. Hamishameshes veras anida kibalkari shiraziva damye. In the case of a woman who is mishameshes and then she becomes a nida, so that's where it's lenient and then chamor. So it's just like a balkari that sees ziva damya v'kapat Rabbi Yehuda shma mina. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds it across the board. Whenever there is a deeper, more intense form of tuma, you do not require tefillah for the lighter. Tani Rabbi Chia behedya. Rabbi Chia had a beferes brisa balkari shiraziva tzarech tefillah Rabbi Yehuda poter. Good. That takes us through the third parak of Misha Mesu, which started back on Daf Yud Zayin, and now we go into, that's all Lagabe Kriyashma. First three parakim of our Masechta focus on Kriyashma. Now we get into Tefillah for the next two parakim, Tefillah Sashachar and Ein Omdin. Here we go. Tefillah Sashachar and Chatzos. And this is one of the most jam-packed parakim in all of Shas also. We've been saying that every day. Tefillah Sashachar and Chatzos, Shachris is until Chatzos. According to the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adal, Shalos Rabbi Yehuda says, until the fourth hour. We are talking about Sha'os Zmanios, the halachic hours, till the end of the fourth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says that is Shachris. Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev. Mincha is until Erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda says until Plaga Mincha, until the midpoint between, as we'll see, Mincha Ketana and Shkia. Between that midpoint, that's how much you have, that's how late you have to Dav Mincha. What does Ad HaErev here mean? Rashi, Ad Chashecha, until dark. Ad Chashecha, Pashas of Rashi, Seis HaKochavim. Chashecha usually means Seis. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah right here, Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm sorry, Ad HaErev here does not mean Ad Chashecha, it means until Shkia. Ein Lafarish Ad Yitzies HaKochavim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Shu Laila Mamish, the Alkarchach, Istan Lameimar, Dada Erba Amarkan, Ein Aretzalomer Ela Ad Shkia Sachama, only until Shkia. Why? Dam nifsa b'shkia sachama. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, as we're going to learn by Hashem soon, that karbanos are tefilos are keneged karbanos, and dam becomes nifsal by shkia, and therefore, here, you got to daven mincha before shkia. That's what Rav Salvechik liked to point out, this Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Shachar quotes the Nevesh Arav, that even those who hold of Rabbeinu Tam for other halachas, later zmanim, two shkiyas, we'll have this in Maseches Shabbos, and Psachim, will probably come up here too, holding the later zmanim, not for mincha, because of this Rabbeinu Yonah, dam nifsa b'shkiyas achama, that means the first shkiya, and therefore, one has to make sure to daven mincha before shkiyah. This is Rabbeinu Yonah, hakadami tfilas yumincha nishkana kenegda, ein zmana ela ashkiyas achama bilvad. So that is for sure the chadchila. Who argues? The Ramah. The Ramah quotes Rashi. The Ramah quotes Rashi in Hilchas Mincha. The Ramah quotes Pashas of the Ramah, is that you could daven until later. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that all Achronim argue on the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar HaTzion. Shodi Gibaram Lavush Lechem Chabudos Vilna Gon. See, there is Man, and he quotes everybody. It's in Reish Lam and Gimel. But the Pashas of the Ramah says, in Mispal Mincha Alayla Bidi Eved O B'Shas HaTchak Yatsa. So even the Ramah says Bidi Eved O B'Shas HaTchak. He doesn't say you should specifically time it to daven it then. But the Ramah says, "But the Eved Hashas Atchak Yotza if you daven at a Laila." And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Each poskim Rabbim shechokim bazeh v'daitem shetfilas mincha urak kodem shkiyas achama lachein lachadchilat zor kolodem lizar l'spal kodem shkiyas achama dafka yigvat filas abosha lodiskasa shemesh beinenu umutav." And this is the line of the Mishnah Berurah that's much quoted, Umutav lehispalel bizmana biyachidus mi lehispalel acharkach b'tzibur. Mishnah Berurah quotes, better to have a biyachidus before Shkia than to have with a minyan after Shkia. That's the Mishnah Berurah, right? In Reish Lama Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Dalin. But again, that is based on the Rabbeinu Yonah right here on our Mishnah. That's what Erev means. Good. Vishel Musafin. Kalayom. Musaf, you have all day Meikir Adin. Right, so we spoke about, I'm sorry, skip the line. Tila say, Erev Ein Lokeva. Myrev, Erev Ein Lokeva, there's no Keva. What does that mean, Ein Lokeva? So we already quoted this 25 vlad ago on Dav Beis, right, back in the first year on the Masechta, where Ein Lokeva, the Vilna Gaon says on this Mishnah, Ein Lokeva means Myrev, the time for Myrev is when you can't daven Shachris or Mincha. That's Myrev. It says Ein Lokeva. What does that mean? If you can't daven Shachris and you can't daven Mincha, that's when you know the type of Myrev is. So usually, that's at night. But the pre-Yitzchak we saw, the Yitzchak Petterberger, quoted a Chiddush Gadol. He said, I'll tell you, Friday night is different than the rest of the week. Because right after I daven Kabbalah Shabbos, Memela, it's no longer time for Mincha. And I can't daven Shacharis, Memela, I can daven Myrev. That's how he answered the problem of Taiti the Sasri. Right? The problem of davening Mincha too late, the davening Myrev too early in the same time zone. So the Pre-Yitzchak said that Friday night is not a problem of Taiti the Sasri, because according to the Vilna Gaon, Ein Lokeva means it's not the time for Mincha anymore because he did Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not the time for Shacharis anymore yet. So it's the time for Myrev, and therefore one can daven. I hope as from next week to have the Dapi Inshir relating to issues of Taiti the Sasri and issues of Tilas Arvis Rishus, which is going to come up soon as well. But again, we'll talk more about that pre Yitzchak. But he's Medayget from the Vilna Gaon on our Mishnah. Good. Visham Musaf and Kalayom Musaf is all day, as we will see. Good. You see on the side of the Gemara quotes on the line Mincha Ayin Tosas Msachim. Why is Shacharis called Shacharis? Because Shachar means the morning. Why is Myrev called Myrev? Erev, Filos Erev, right? Because of Erev. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Mincha is a present. But all davening is a present. So why is Mincha called Mincha? That's Tosfos and Psachim and Daf Kuf Zayin and Arvei Psachim. Quotes a couple of opinions. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Quotes the Tosfos there in Psachim on Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. He says, V'yesh Lomar, the B'shachar yesh Shem Acher, Shem Acher Tefilas Shacharis. V'od Amrinan Havizor B'mitzvah to Tefilas Mincha, V'shem B'shas Hakrovas HaMincha Nene. As we had earlier in the Masechta, there's a unique status to Mincha. Eliyahu HaNavi was answered by Mincha. We spoke about the tour, that it's the hardest tefillah to daven. Shacharis, you wake up in the morning, you daven. Before you go to sleep, you daven Meir. Mincha, you're in the middle of everything. You got to stop your day. So that's a special connection between that tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's why it's called Mincha, right? The present that we're bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm elaborating on Tosfos a little bit, right? So that is why it's called Mincha. Sha'oz ha'yashas ratzon. But that's the, Kuv Zayin in Mesach Psachim. There in Psachim, it quotes the Abu Drum on the side of the Gemara also. He quotes, because the Mincha is brought in the Shah Asiris, and Shah Asiris, that's where Adam Arishon sinned at that time, L'ruach Hayom, and the Unkelis is L'menach Yama. Right, so either way, there's a couple of different opinions quoted there. Psachim Kuv Zayin, why Mincha is called Mincha. Okay, we continue. For a minute, 1 minute, how can you say the Shacharis is until Chatzos or the fourth hour? Mitzvasa imanetz achama. Didn't we have earlier that it's a mitzvah to daven it with the nates? Kadesha yismal gulu l'tvila v'nimsa mispala bayom. Right, you daven it earlier. Didn't we say that earlier on Daftes? So, kitani hila vasikin. No, that's not me'ikara din. That's the pious ones. The ones that are mechabev mitzvos, Rashi said earlier. Dam Rabbi Yochanan vasikin hayogomer asa imanetz achama. The vasikin, the pious ones, finished it with the nates. Period. V'kuli amar chatos v'sulo. Up until Chatzos, that's it. You can't daven. You can't ever daven Shacharis after. V'yamar Rav Mari Berei D'Rav Chuna Berei D'Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Tov Alo Espalo Arvish Mispalo Shacharis Shayim. What about the concept of Tashlumin? If you miss Myriv, daven two Shacharises. Shacharis Mispalo Mincha Shayim. So you see that you can daven something after this man. So Gemara says no. Cool. Yom Matzli V'Azli. Okay, you can daven all day. Ar Chatzos Yavi Leischar Tfila Bismana. Up until Chatzos, you could get the schar of davening tefillah in its proper time. Mikan ve'eilach, when I daven tashlumin, I'm not getting schar of davening in its time. Schar tefillah yavilei, schar tefillah bezmana lo yavilei. But I'm not going to get the schar for tefillah bezmana by tashlumin. But I get credit for making it up. Good. So Tashlumin works within the same halachic day. What if you miss mincha? Can you daven two ma'arivs? So we already know the answer because we know the halacha, but this is where it comes from. Even if you want to say that works, we should the chayomu. That's the same halachic day. Right, you have that. Second time that pasuk is quoted in this masechta. What was the first time? Daf base. Aval hacha tefila b'makom karboni. But davening tefilas are b'makom karbon. V'kiva davar yom abata karbon. No, you might say that if it's a different halachic day, you can't make it up. Or, it's because tefila has an element of connection to karbanos. O dilma, or kiva ditzlusa rachmi, or as we had before on daf chaf, because davening is also asking for rachmanus, kalemus to boy matzli vazli. Whenever you want to daven, daven. So can you make up tashlumin after the halachic day? So Tashma, Damar Afuna, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov, Lo Espal, Mincha, Mispal, Arvis, Shtayim, yes. Ve'im Bazem, Mishim, Davar Yom, Abata Kabano, you can make it up, fine. Tosva says, what about Musaf? Tosva says, you can't make up Musaf, because Musaf is not Rachami. If you miss Musaf, you can't have two Minchas, or two Myrus. Right, whatever the case is, Tosfos holds that you can't make up Musaf. That is Tosfos. The Rashba's formulation, Rashba has a beautiful formulation here. He says like Tosfos, but he quotes a couple of reasons. His formulation is, V'onir li tam, dekol tefila, shehi nosefes, machmas ma'ora hayom. Any tefila that is added based on an event of the day, in roi lahashlima b'yom acher, shekfar avar ma'ora hayom. Aval shara tefilas, Kivan Shehem Reuyos B'chol Yom. I daven Shachar's every day. Mincha's every day. Ma'ariv's every day. So Yishlan Tashlumin B'yom Acher. Musaf has something connected to the day itself of Shabbos. And therefore, it's Machmas Ma'ora Hayom. They brought the carbon Musaf, and therefore, I can only daven it today. They brought the Tamid Shal Shachar every day. They brought the Tamid Shal Mincha every day. And therefore, that's why I can make it up, even though I missed today's Tamid Shal, right, Mincha, but it's Shayach the next day. Right, so that's like, but by, not by Musaf. So what about making a Musaf if it's a two-day Yantif? Right, what about, there's no two-day Yantif of Daraisa. Yeah.
So what, can you not make, but
it's not a question of making it up. That's why I corrected myself before, because Musaf and Mincha, the same shear, Musaf is called Ayom. So you're never going to have to make, you're never going to have to have two Minchas, because there's still going to be this Zman Musaf.
So if you daven Mincha first, So
yes, we're going to get to that. It could be sometimes it's more appropriate to daven mincha before Musaf. Could be. But yes. Good. That is regarding Musaf. One other discussion, and this I'll just mention, but hopefully we'll talk about this in a Daf Yin Shir next week, and that is the bottom Tosfos. I'm sorry, the second Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ma'ariv, to make it up by Shachris, but don't we hold, what about according to the opinion of Tefilas Arvis Rishus? We're going to have that in 2 days from now. That davening ma'ariv is somewhat more voluntary. So what's the big deal? You missed it. You're going to have to make it up. So you look in the Ritva. The Ritva has an unbelievable line. The Ritva right here says, you're right. This whole Gemara is only according to the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Chova. According to the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, you don't have to make it up if you missed it. The Ritva says we pask in Chova anyway. But in Lamdis, that's the Ritva. Tosva says, what are you talking about? Tosva says, even according to the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that doesn't really mean rishus. That just means legabe if it's comes in, if there's a fight between tefilas arvis and some other mitzvah. But inherently, you got to do it as it's as close to chova as you can. It's just rishus legabe another mitzvah overis. So we will talk about that. Bali Tosas throughout this masechta limit the principle of tefilas arvis rishus. They say, legabe chova is a gabar, it's a little bit less. But really, 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 it's as close to chova as you could get. And therefore, if you miss Meir, of course you have to make it up by Shachris. Even if you hold tefilas arvis rishus. But the Ritva here says, Befir is not like. The Ritva accepts Tosas Kasha and says, according to Mandar tefilas arvis rishus, you do not have to make it up if you miss Meir. That is the machlokas we've shown him here. Hopefully we'll get back to that. It's an important lumdus about how do you understand tefilas arvis rishus. Is it really saying something different about the tefila? Yes, chidlo like a chofa bizman hazeh. But even originally, do we say that there's something conceptually different about ma'ariv versus the other tefilas? So we'll talk about it. Okay. Vayter, four lines from the bottom. Meisvei, move. What do you mean you can make it up? Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'chisaron lo yuchal lehimanos. In Kohelet it says, sometimes you make things crooked and you can't fix it. Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'shebitah kriyesh b'shal arvis v'kriyesh b'shal shachris. O tfilah shal arvis o tfilah shal shachris. You can't make it up. V'chisaron lo yuchal lehimanos v'shenimnu chaver v'dvar mitzvah v'lo nimne himan. Second half, right, you can't make it up. You aren't counted amongst the group doing a mitzvah and you didn't go. No, it's only b'mezid. If you b'mezid didn't daven, so then you can't make it up. But if it's an onis or a shogig, you can. Amravashi dekanami, I'll prove it to you, diktani, because what was the lashon? Bitel, loktani ta. Right, this brisa quotes bitel. That's mezid. Shma mina. Interesting. The brisa here quoted kriyashma also. What are we passing by kriyashma? The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Nun Ches quotes 2 days. Is there tashlumin for kriyashma? If somebody forgot to daven ma'arif, they wake up the next morning. They can make, so we know you can make up Shemone Esrei, two chakrases. But what do you say two kriyashmas? So that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon Paskin is like the day that you can't make it up. But 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, it's saying Torah anyway. But 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Nun Zayin, Simin Nun Ches, O Zayin, whether there is Tashlumin for kriyashma. But here it is in the Gemara. This is where it comes from. Shulchan Aruch has 2 days whether one can make it up. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Tavol is Paul Mincha ba'erev Shabbos bispal b'leil Shabbos Dayim. So it's the next step in the sugya of Tashlumin. Not only the same halachic day, but here you're going to be saying a different Shemone Esrei. If you forgot to daven mincha on Friday, you could daven 2 Friday night Shemone Esreis. Tov lo espal mincha b'Shabbos, b'espal b'mosi Shabbos time. If you forgot mincha on Shabbos, you could daven 2 Ma'arevs, even though it's going to be a different Shemone Esrei than you originally were mechuyavin. Shtayim shalchol. And what do you do on Motzi Shabbos? Mavdil barishona meinam avdu b'shniya. You say Abdallah, you say Atochan Antanu in the first Shemone Esrei. Why? Because the rule is, you always, whenever you have Tashlumin, the first one is the one that's Mechuyev right now, the second one is the add-on, the makeup. Vim Hivdol B'Shniyah V'lo Hivdol Barishona, if you said Atochan Antanu in the second Shemone Esrei, Shniyah also lo, Rishona lo also lo. Then you got to say a third one. Because you were Megala that you wanted the second Shemone Esrei to be the one for now, and that's a Dinli Yikuvah. And therefore, you have to daven a third Shemone Esrei afterwards. Rishona lo, also lo. Says the Gemara. This is what to talk about, but let's finish for a minute. Lameimra. Should we understand this as, Dekivan de lo avdil bekamaisa kamandu lo tzali dami? Because you didn't say Atochan Atonu in the first Shemone Esrei. So it's as if you didn't daven. Umahadrinan le, you have to be chozer bo, but that's not true. For a minu, we learn later on. Tovlu hiske gvuras geshamim betchias amesim. If you've got to mention gvuras geshamim in tchias amesim, we'll get back to that later. Vishaela beberchas ashanim machzirin oso. If we hold that way. But Havdala b'chonin adas, that's what's key for us now. If you forgot Atochan Antanu, ain't machzir nesom, reshiyachal omar lakos. You're going to say Havdala later anyway. So if you forgot Atochan Antanu, you don't have to repeat. So what do you mean? That if you didn't say Atochan Antanu in the first one, you have to repeat it. So our Gemara says, Kasha. Kasha, no answer. But the Rishonim here say, doesn't say Tiyufta, it says Kasha. There is a good answer. Meaning, really, you didn't have to say, if you said it in neither, that would also be okay. The problem is because you only said it in the second one and not in the first one. That's the problem. Because in that way, Rashi says here, you were Megala that the second one is your tefillah for Ma'ariv right now. So that's why the first one didn't count. That's Tashlumin. Tashlumin always has to be after the Dvar Chiyuva. Period. There is a Chiddush in the Grach HaLashas. It's a two-line Grach HaLashas. Simin Beis, right in the beginning of the Grach HaLashas. The Grach HaLashas says, if somebody didn't daven Ma'ariv on Motzi Shabbos, and they have to say two Shemone Esreis for Sunday morning, which one do you say Atochan Antanu in? So Reb Chaim says, the first one. The first one. That's what he says on Sunday morning. That's the two-line Grach HaLashas, right at the beginning of Grach HaLashas. Mishum, why? Didin Havdala, Eino B'Seid, Atochan Antanu really has nothing to do with Shemone Esrei, says Reb Chaim. It has to do with the first Tfila, it doesn't have to do with Ma'ariv. It has to do with the first tfila of the weekday. So whenever your first tfila of the weekday is, you got to say Atochan Antanu in it. So that's why, even Sunday morning.
Even if you said
Abdallah. Oh, he doesn't say anything. He's not Machalik. He just says, Sunday morning, you say it in the first one. So here it doesn't tell a story. But if you look in Rav Zevin in the Isha Meshitos, page Samach Aleph, there of course it has a story. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim on Sunday morning to ask him, which one Esrei should I say? Atokh Natanu in, and Reb Chaim was still saying Shmoneh Esrei at the time, so Reb Chaim didn't give him an answer. And so yet another Rav was standing right there, which one? Another Rav said the second one, and Reb Chaim said, no! And he was, he like grunted at him. And finally he waited, and then Reb, I don't know, it's the history, and then Reb Zevin quotes, he says, no, the first one, not the second one. And he says, why? He says, because of this Chiddush. So in the Grach HaLashas, you don't know the story. The Mishnah Berurah argues. The Mishnah Berurah argues on Reb Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Havdalah says exactly what Simi just said, and that is, maybe this could be true if you didn't make Havdalah. But if you made Havdalah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Shabbos that if you made Havdalah, let me find it for you. You don't say Havdalah in any of them, says the Mishnah Berurah, as long as you said Havdalah the night before. But if you didn't make Havdalah, so then you say Tachan Antanu in the second one, because that is the one for Tashlumen, against Reb Chaim. Machlokas Reb Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah, right here in Simon Reish Sadik Dalid Os Sifkat and Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot more there. Reb Salveh, in the Mishnah Shiurim, the Rav talks about this also, about this Reb Chaim. Either way. Okay, Itmar. We go weiter. Reb Yossi, Rebbe Chanina, Amar Tfilas Avos Tiknum. Reb Shimon Levi, Amar Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Famous are Tfilas Keneged Avos or Tmidim. Tanya Kavasi Reb Yossi Reb Chanina, but Tanya Kavasi Reb Shimon Levi. A price that supports each one. Tanya Kavasi Reb Yossi Reb Chanina. Avram Tikin Tfilas Shachris. Shenei Amar Vayashkam Avram Aboker. El Amakam Asher Amar Sham. Avram went. Vein Amida El Tfila. Shenei Amar Vayamot Pinchas Vayipalel. Amida. That's what you see. Amida means tefillah. Yitzchak tikein tefillas mincha. Right, and that's what we had. If you remember earlier, I think the first paragraph, Tess or so, a beautiful Mizrahi who says that it doesn't mean that every time it says the word Amida, it means tefillah. Like we said there before, ain na elasha makasha. It doesn't mean every time the word na appears is makasha. It means here, it means makasha based on other psukim. See here too. It doesn't mean every time it says the word Amida in the Torah, it means davening. No, it means here. It means davening. Yitzchak tikein tefillas mincha. Shenemar vayitzei Yitzchak sof pasada liftos erev ein sicha el tefila. Sicha means tefila in this context. Shenemar tefila lo ani ki yatov lefnei Hashem yishbach sicha. Yaakov tikein tefillas arvis. Shenemar v'yifka b'makam v'yolan sham v'ein pegi el tefila. Shenemar v'yata al tespala ba'adam hazeh v'yatisa ba'adam rina v'tefila v'atifka bi. Right, the psukim by Yirmiyahu. So that's the brisa that supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'tani kavazir Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. V'tani kavazir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The brisa that supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'pnei ma omer tefilas hashachar ad chatzos. Shere tamet shel shachar karev aholech ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad arbashos. Kin tamet shel shachar karev aholech ad arbashos. Right, it's keneged tmidim. And we continue in the brisa. V'pnei ma omer tefilas hamincha ad erev. Shere tamet shel ben arbaim karev aholech ad ha'erev. Rabbi Yehuda omer apaga mincha. Shere tamet shel ben arbaim karev aholech. The rune machlokes tanoim is about karbanos. The fat in the limbs that did not get eaten up the night before, craving v'holchim kol ha'layla. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shosh gain karban musaf karev v'holich ad sheva shosh. Right, so the brisa supports karbanos. So that's not there for a second. Interesting ha'ara. I first heard this in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, and then I saw it here in the Maariv Chayis. Maariv Chayis has it right here. The Rambam quotes both. We've quoted this in the past. The Rambam quotes both Keneged Tmidim and Keneged Avos. In Hilchas Tfila, the Rambam quotes Keneged Karbanos, and in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam quotes Keneged Avos. Right? How can the Rambam quote both opinions? It's machlokas between them. Says the Maariv Chayis, same answer as Rav Soloveitchik says, and that is, there's a difference between the history of the mitzvah and the reason mitzvahs are obligatory upon us. Our sugi that we've spoken about many times, nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Why do we do mitzvahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do mitzvahs. Why do we daven? To keneged tmidim tiknum. What's the history of davening? What messages could we get out of those who davened in the past? Keneged avos tiknum. That's why in Hilchas Tfila, the Rambam paskins keneged tmidim. Hilchas Malachim, he's talking about the history of mitzvahs there. There were six mitzvahs to Adam, and one more mitzvah to Noach, and then, and Avram Avinu added on this mitzvah, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and Amram. They all added on different mitzvahs. That's the history of the mitzvahs. History that's keneged avos. The reason it's obligatory upon us is keneged tmidim. And he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chul and Daf Kuf, who has the main formulation of this, Nitna Torah, v'nischat shalacha. That's how you could quote both, but it's the Maariv Chayis right here, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei. Good. Continuing a little more. Ve'ezuhi mincha gedola, mishe shows v'mechso l'mala. What's mincha gedola? 6.5 hours. Ve'ezuhi mincha katana, mitesha shows v'mechso l'mala. 9.5 hours. Ibai luhu. Rabbi Yehuda plaga mincha kama kamar, obi plaga mincha achrona kamar. When Rabbi Yehuda says that tfilas mincha is up until plag mincha, half the mincha time, is that half the mincha gedola time, or half the mincha katana time? So tashma, the tana, Rabbi Yehuda omer, plaga mincha achrona amru. It's half the mincha achrona time. Katana, vihi, yud alav shows, chasa revia. It's 10:45, 10:45 in shows manios. Period. Name a devi tiyufta to Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Isn't this whole last graphic brisa kasha and Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, this last brisa says keneged tzmidim, right? So isn't that against Rav Yosef Bar Chanina? Interesting, the Gemara doesn't ask the opposite way. The first brisa supports him. The Gemara, for some reason, thinks the second brisa is more authoritative. So isn't this against Rav Yosef Bar Chanina? So I'm l'chor Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Lo'om em l'cha tevila avos tiknum. No, really, it is avos. Vas b'chiner rabban akarbanos. Rabban and then we're somechan akarbanos. Di lo te mahachi. Tefilas musaf. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina man tikna. Because if you don't say that, what about musaf? You don't have another av. So what do you do about musaf? You see, Karbanos was an addition, but really it's Avos. The Yavetz here quotes a Zohar that says Musaf is Keneged Yosef. Musaf is Keneged Yosef. You have the Avos, Keneged Avos, that means, yeah, Musaf, Yosef, right, same word, right, Musaf, Keneged Yosef, it's the added on Tefillah, it was the name they added on Shevet. Two other points, that is, number one, Machlokas Rambam Tur, I think we quoted this one time earlier in the Pesach as well. Look at Chila, Mincha Gedola or Mincha Katana. The Rambam says Mincha Ketana is L'chadchila because it's Keneged Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim and that was given late in the afternoon. The Rambam says the only reason you're allowed to daven Mincha Gedola is because once a year on Erev Pesach you brought the carbon, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim earlier. But really the regular time is the late one. And therefore the Rambam holds that Mincha Ketana is the Iker Mincha. Says the Tur Mincha Gedola. There's a reason Magdim L'Mitzvahs. Therefore, Mincha Gedola. So, Elo ve'elo divrei Chaim, whatever one does, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam, but Machlokas, turn the Rambam, which is the Iker Mincha. The Rambam does quote, and we'll end with this, the Rambam does quote a fascinating minhag. The Rambam quotes, after he quotes that Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana is better, he says, Nohagu anoshim harbe lehispalel Gedola viktana v'ha'achas rishus. People used to daven two minchas. One Gedola, one Ketana. V'horu mixas ga'onim she'ein ra'oi lehispalel rishus ela ha'gedola. And the Gaon say, no. Make sure you dive in the real one later and the earlier one. That's what I'm talking about. Two minchas? Says Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim. Unbelievable. He said, you know what you see for the Rambam? There are two mechayvim for mincha. The mechayvim, mincha gedola, mechayvim, mincha gedola, is the Rambam will have a quote, people used to dive in two chakrases. No! That would be one chakras and one nedava. The Rambam doesn't say it's a nedava. That would just be totally voluntary. It's rishus. There are two mechayivim. Usually, we have two mechayivim, and when we fulfill one mechayiv, then we're potter for fulfilling the other mechayiv. But it's still two chefsa shel tefilas. There's a chefsa shel tefilas mincha katana, and there's a chefsa shel tefilas mincha gedola. And that's why there was this ancient minhag of people davening two minchas. We don't do that bizman hazeh. We don't even daven tefilas rishus at all. For sure not tefilas adavis, unless you're mechadish something, as we had earlier. But says that this is in the Rambam, in Gimel. Nilchas Tfilah, or Soloveitchik thought, this was a raya that the two minchas are two different chefs of shel tefilas. But again, machlokas, turn the Rambam, which one is lechatchila, and which one is bedieved. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue. We are back, again, these shiurim in Av and Elul are sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas, Zecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. We again thank them for their sponsorship as we start the shiurim here in Eretz Yisrael.